Morgans AM. Modest gains for US equity markets. Investors eyeing Friday night's non-farm payrolls report.
Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains as investors eye Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report for May. The Dow added 25 points or 0.1%, recording its fifth consecutive session advance and settling approximately 1.4% shy of its record all-time high. The broader S&P 500 edged 0.1% higher, energy and real estate leading 6 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Materials, with a 1% fall, was the worst performing primary sector overnight. Tesla Inc. fell 3% after the electric car maker said it is recalling nearly 6,000 vehicles over concerns that their brake caliper bolts might loosen, which could potentially result in a loss of tyre pressure. Tesla was also reportedly told by the Securities and Exchange Commission that it had failed to properly approve tweets by Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk. Technology-centric Nasdaq also added 0.1%. Microsoft Corp dipped 0.04% after announcing that it will unveil the next generation of Windows on the 24th of June. Small capitalisation, Russell 2000 index edged 0.1% higher. In merger and acquisition news, Etsy gained 7.2% after announcing it is buying London-based privately held fashion marketplace Depop for $1.6 billion. Theatre chain AMC Entertainment Holdings surged 95.2% to an all-time closing high and was briefly halted for volatility. More than 710 million shares changed hands versus the stock's 30-day average volume of just 143 million shares. China's chief trade envoy, Vice Premier Liu He, talked with US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday, the Chinese government said, but gave no indication when the negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. US corporate earnings, Advanced Auto Parts fell 1.7%, despite the automotive parts retailer posting better than expected adjusted earnings per share and sales and raising its net sales outlook and same-store sales guidance range for the full year. Broadcom, CrowdStrike Holdings, DocuSign and Lululemon Athletica post quarterly results tonight. In US economic data, the Federal Reserve's latest beige book of general economic conditions reported that the US economy grew at a faster rate in April and May than earlier in the year. Several surveyed districts cited the positive effects on the economy, particularly on consumer spending, of increased vaccination rates and relaxed social distancing measures, while they also noted the adverse effects of supply chain disruptions. The ADP private payroll report for May is released tonight, a precursor to Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report. European bourses logged modest gains following a muted trading session, with the automotive sector up 1.3%, leading the benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 index 0.3% higher. That was alongside a 0.2% gain for Germany's DAX and a 0.5% rise for France's CAC. Heavyweight energy stocks were again at the forefront of gains for London's FTSE 100, which gained 0.4% as oil prices continued to climb. BP rose 2.2%, Royal Dutch Shell up 2%. Base metals complex was mixed. Copper fell 1.3% to be trading just shy of $4.59 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium lost 1.5%, while nickel added 0.4% and zinc 0.1%. China's Caixin Services and Composite Purchasing Managers indices for May are released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore consolidated the strong gains of the previous session, rising a further 52 cents or a quarter of 1% to $209.19 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled $4.90 higher at $1,909.60 an ounce, the highest close for the yellow metal since early January. Oil prices extended their rally as traders eyed reports of a massive fire at a state-owned oil refinery near Tehran. WTI rose $1.11 to $68.83 a barrel, the highest front-month contract finish since the 22nd of October 2018. Brent climbed $1.10 to $71.35 a barrel. The fire at a refinery near Tehran followed news that the largest warship in the Iranian Navy caught fire and later sank on Wednesday in the Gulf of Oman under unclear circumstances. After the oil markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data, recording a 5.4 million barrel decrease in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 28th of May. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.2 basis points to 1.59%. Fixed income investors were monitoring a Bloomberg report that energy giant Saudi Aramco was preparing a bond offering to fund a US $75 billion dividend commitment. And comments from Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harker were garnering some attention. He said the central bank is planning to keep the federal funds rate low for long, but added that it may be time to at least think about tapering the US $120 billion in monthly Treasury bond and mortgage-backed securities purchases. And the Australian dollar is firmer after data released yesterday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics recorded that the Australian economy expanded by a real 1.8% in the 3 months to March. Local unit buying approximately 77.6 US cents. Australia is in rare company here, with only five other countries boasting an economy that's larger than before the pandemic, according to data from Deloitte Access Economics. Balance of trade figures for April, a final reading of retail sales for April, final readings of the market services and composite PMIs for May, and the Australian Industry Group Construction Index for May are all on today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.